Diary 1, from June 5, 1915 to June 30, 1915. Chapter 3. June 5, 1915. 10 a.m. Just fired 14 rounds to let our friends know we're still alive, also to give them a further taste of cast steel and cordite. Believe we are starting the circus again at 12. Hope so. June 6, 1915. 9 a.m. Another good old go yesterday. Mackinson, Shepard, Moore, Archer, and Lee casualties. Their heavy guns played havoc amongst our troops. Firing on and off all night. Wreck. A paper from CA. Some of our boys wreck. Boxes of sweets etc. while Rollings, Mochuica, wreck. A Christmas cake while someone else had a bottle of wine. Great feast. Very rowdy morning. Got action before breakfast and kept a warm fire for an hour. Immediately afterwards got to it hot and strong. Our gun was detailed to keep reinforcements from getting to the firing line, via a small nullah. And it did. We just waited for them to come over the far crest and they got it. We had them on toast all right. Couldn't advance or retreat and our guns cut off flanking movements by spraying each side with shrapnel. The only thing for them to do was to take cover in a bit of light scrub, which they did, and we got onto that scrub and searched every inch of it for 2 solid hours. I've just been to the observation station and had a look at it with the glasses. Not a man came out of it alive. The ground is packed thickly with them. Our colonel, major, and a few more odds and ends performed the tango with great gusto. I am as deaf as a mule in the right ear and both hands burnt a bit. We're having another go in a few minutes. Our Asiatic friends are paying particular H just now, with their big mobile siege guns. One shell has landed 100 away, can't see anything for smoke. Shook the ground like an earthquake. GNR Sanderson badly wounded. Fighting all night. June 7, 1915. Very hot day. Quiet for us. This morning we find that our friends have brought up new heavy guns. Haven't found out what size shell they fire as yet, but it must be easily 9 or 10 inch. They are charged with some new explosive and burnt with an awfully spiteful crack and throw fragments easily 300 yards. One has just come over and landed in front of the 3rd BTY. Several chaps have been blown out. The funny part about this shell is that it just strolls through the air just like the hum of an aeroplane motor, but the burst is terrific and the concussion can be felt 3/4 of a mile away. Must be a successor to AA that was blown up some time back. One has just struck on the road and out of 30 men, 27 are down. Another has just lobbed in a hospital. June 8, 1915. Practically no sleep last night. We are supporting the naval DIV. In an attack on the left flank. We started at 7 p.m. and knocked off at 3:30 a.m. Had the satisfaction of learning by phone that we got the position and still holding it. Slept nearly all afternoon. This evening an aeroplane observed the gun which was firing the big shells, and our chaps got onto it with their heavy siege guns. The first shell lobbed right onto its emplacement, but to make sure 9 more followed. It turned out to be a Jack Johnson, but haven't heard it since the pounding. 2 more of our horses hit today, one shell went right through one and burst in the second. Have only found its head and one foreleg up till the present. June 9, 1915. Our friends woke up again very early this morning. Must have some liver complaint. They have brought another big gun up on the Asiatic side. This one is a 13.5 siege gun firing armor-piercing shells. A battleship has just gone over to inquire into things, blazing away from every starboard gun. A big howitzer shell from Ake Bob ricocheted from somewhere handy and lobbed about 12 feet away while we were having tea. Fortunately it failed to explode, otherwise it would have been a perfect lesson in aviation for some of us. We went for a swim this afternoon, but they couldn't leave us alone again. One burst right over us and blew out 2 Frenchmen. June 10, 1915. Our friends started this morning, their innings, again at 4 a.m. and they've been giving our position extra H ever since. They've got about 3 J.J.S stowed away somewhere and they're all firing at once. When these shells explode, they send great clouds of earth easily 80 feet in the air and dim the sun with their smoke. At 11 a.m. they reached their limit. Was sitting around having a quiet smoke and a chat when those unnatural beggars from Asia lobbed a 5-inch howitzer into my dugout about 8 yards away. Had nicknamed my dugout the Cherub's Lounge. Can only change the name to the Devil's Retreat or Hell as it is. Later, got to work and cleaned away the debris, and made another not so comfy as the first though. The fuse of this shell, after going through 7 feet of solid earth, stopped in one of my blankets. Been pestered with flies all day. Bigger nuisance than the Turks. Opened fire at night. June 11, 1915. Fairly quiet day today. More British troops arrived this morning. Believe there are 60,000 on the way somewhere or other. Took the glasses and went for a stroll in the afternoon. Had a good look at our positions gained recently. We've only 3 more trenches to take on the left, then we've got the top of the ridge, but the hill is less formidable. Was told yesterday that it cost Greece 40,000 men in an unsuccessful attempt to take Ake Baba. Couldn't go for a dip today, our friends from Asia wanted the beach. Heavy fighting all along the infantry front. June 12, 1915. Heavy artillery duels the order of the day. Our Asiatic friends blew up a French 6-inch this morning, can only find a piece of a wheel and a bit of twisted steel off the beach. They couldn't be quiet if they tried. Sent us over 8 6-inch armor-piercing shells tonight. Got stuck into the enemy's infantry tonight. June 13, 1915. Evidently our friends located us by our flashes last night and have detailed a 6-inch gun to blow us to Australia perhaps, anyhow from 5:30 till 8 a.m. this morning they've been giving us particular H, one landed 30 yards from D-gun and dug a hole 10 feet deep and 12 across, but the most remarkable prank played. I think was one of the same breed striking the road in front of our gun entering the ground, traveling 15 feet underground coming out again and going for a further 25 yards. Stopping exactly 7 feet in front of the gun, without exploding. Had it done so, B-sub would have been hanging on the moon by now. The only one to miss exploding out of 10. Later all day long we have been paid special attention by this gun and its associates. A 4.7 and 7.5H. No damage done however, only knocked the landscape about a bit. June 14, 1915. What a day we've had. The first man who tells me about generous Asia I'll shoot. All last night they peppered us making an awful mess of things. I'd like to get hold of the gun layer on that 6-inch for the space of 5 minutes. Wouldn't care what happened after that. I do love that man. They pestered us all day and towards evening their field gun took it up but we quickly shut them up, but those big brutes are out of our range. Wanted to go for a dip but couldn't. Only wish Lizzie would put in an appearance. June 15, 1915. They're still going on with the game. Was in my dugout all morning. SGT Bradwell has come up to relieve Norman. SGT got wounded. This evening between 6 and 7 the 4-inch battery that blew C gun up, started on us again. Ron Filstead wounded. June 16, 1915. Heavy shelling all day. Evidently they intend blowing this battery off this planet if it takes all their ammunition to do it. At one time we had 3 batteries at us, but we're still here. Our Asiatic friends busy too. Located our aerodrome and started pestering it severely, so much so, that all the planes have to go up. Going some all night. June 17, 1915. Very hot day. Asia's still going strong, our 7.5 engaging them. 3 large troop ships at the base with some Scottish troops. Can't get down to the beach these days, Asia wants it too badly, so have turned the course of a creek and made a ripping bath in front of the gun. Battleship in action at night. June 18, 1915. Woke up this morning by a 4.7 throwing dirt all over us. Awfully pleasant, believe me. Awfully hot. This evening the Navy came up and had a word or two with Asia, sent a dozen 12-inch over. Hope they got some of our friends, particularly that howitzer. Heavy fighting all night. June 19, 1915. Shell fire again proves a good alarm clock, although it went off too early for this child this morning. Tried to get some more sleep, but our friend said no, so that settles it, I suppose. Norman and I went for a ramble to see Chaz this morning. Had a good screw around, and went up to our old observing station, which our major had to evacuate because things got too hot there. Got back at noon, and received orders to go up to the first line infantry trenches as second artillery observing officer, so scrambled up here, after working out my way up by algebra. Reported myself, and got a new wire run out for the phone, old one was broken by shrapnel, and then did some sniping. Great fun. Believe I'm here for 48 hours. June 20, 1915. This life suits me splendidly. Having the time of my life up here. Only 30 yards separates our loved ones and ourselves in one part of the trench, 450 yards the greatest distance. Great sport sniping. They're nuts on periscopes though. June 21, 1915. Up at 3:30 this morning repairing telephone wires. Observing all day. French made a big attack on the right. Captured three lines of trenches, and a redoubt. Left the trench at 6:30. Got a machine gun enfilading us. Got down to the BTY. Had a good feed and bath and feel okay. Mail arrived last night, none from home. CPL Evans and Lewis wounded. June 22, 1915. Woke up very late this morning. Anyhow, was in time to see 2 points as the Taube eventually made for home. Unfortunately, our biplane never had enough pace to overtake it. Asia didn't want the beach today, so went and had a swim. Think that the big 10 inch is silenced. Haven't heard from him in 3 days now. Sing song. June 23, 1915. Still hot. Got a surprise. Told I could have a few days down at the wagon line as there won't be much doing for a while. Got down here at 11:30. Camping with Challen. Living like a king. June 24, 1915. Very hot day. Enjoying my spell immensely. Went down at 5:30 for a swim. They irritated us again with a 15-pounder BTY. Got Frenchmen and a couple of horses. At dinner today we had a visit from a 6-foot snake. Crawled between Challen and myself and into the bushes at the back of the table before we could get a shot at it. June 25, 1915. Having a great time although it's awfully hot and the flies pest the life out of you. More mail today, mine nonest. Can't make it out. Be no tonight. June 26, 1915. Wakened by a bomb dropped by a Taube. Made an awful mess of a few trees etc. but as usual never done anybody any harm. Also dropped a circular telling us that we have been misled by England and they've had no personal grievance against us. Also that our navy had deserted us, and further fighting was simply signing our own death warrants, so the only thing to do was surrender. Like to get hold of the chap who edited that. Very hot day, almost as hot as the circular. Our answer will be sent over to our friends within the next 2 or 3 days for there's going to be H let loose shortly. June 27, 1915. Was having a very peaceful sleep this morning after breakfast when I got orders to return to the battery for another bombardment. Would have liked to have stayed here a day or two longer, but you don't catch this child missing a bit of fun. Had the chance of a commission in Kitchener's army in England, but don't think I'll go for it. Would sooner remain where I am. Got back to the battery at 11:30 a.m. A.m. smarting all over from sunburn, and our aeroplanes went on a raid tonight. Great sight to see them all up. June 28, 1915. 9 a.m. Have just got orders for the fight starting at 10:30. Up at 4 a.m. this morning and registered another target. All ready to start the picnic. Oh. Delphine, what a day we've had. For the last 12 HRS we've been at it with vengeance. Our chaps captured 7 lines of trenches, 14 machine guns, 1 battery, and 500 prisoners. Half an hour after the fun started, you couldn't see anything for dust, flames, and smoke. Oh. And didn't they paste us, one of our batteries had 3 guns blown up. can put that down to Asia. We are preparing for another big scrap during the next 2 or 3 days. Chaz Wei wounded tonight. June 29, 1915. Gee, what a day for heat. Had a quiet day as regards scrapping, but Asia hasn't. For the last 5 HRS, 6 of their guns have been searching this gully of ours, but so far haven't succeeded in blowing us out, although one landed about an hour ago, which covered us in mud and smoke. Expecting a big counter-attack tonight. Aeroplane reports enemy massing north of Krithia. They don't know what they're in for. A TOB came over this morning and dropped 4 bombs but did no damage as far as we know, made an awful mess though. Got a touch of that infernal fever again. Dosing myself with enough quinine to kill an elephant. June 30, 1915. Bit cooler today. Piemont and Ron Anderson returned from hospital today. Piemont only here for half an hour when he was shot in the left arm, so has gone back to hospital again. Mr. Olding also returned. Has quite recovered from his knock. Captured 2 lines of trenches. In the afternoon the Swift Shore came up and livened up Asia because all last night they kept up fire from 4 guns firing every half hour. She poured in about 100 rounds. Made an awful mess of things but don't know what damage she did. End of chapter 3.